The flower pots are made by reducing chicken feathers to a powder. Then the powder is formed into pellets and shaped into pots. The environmentally friendly flower pot is the work of two researchers. Walter Schmidt is with the Agricultural Research Service, part of the United States Agriculture Department. Masood Huda is with the Horticultural Research Institute, a private organization. The institute's research director, Mark Teffo, says the flower pot works well for vegetables and small flowering plants like geraniums and impatiens. Walter Schmidt has been working to find uses for chicken feathers since the 1990s. Progress in 2002 showed that plastic made from feathers could be formed like other plastics. He says feathers are much stronger and last longer than another material, cellulose.
Feathers are about 8 times as strong as cellulose. By design, feathers are strong and durable. And the other part about it is, if feathers were twice as heavy or half as strong, then birds couldn't fly.
He points out that traditional flower pots made from petroleum-based plastics can last much longer, but he wonders if there is really a need. He says most flower pots are never reused.
Why would you want a plastic that you use for a year to last like 200 years? It makes no sense. You want to match the product with the use.
Walter Schmidt and Masood Huda are now adding another chicken product to their flower pots, chicken waste. The waste will add more nutrients to the soil as the pot breaks down. The scientists say they hope their flower pot will be on the market in a year or two. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report, written by Geraldine Watson with Zulima Palacio.